again. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
They call me Dr. Worm. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but
Oh,
Hello, Upper East Siders.
Hello. Did you miss me? Hello. My name is Erin. It has been a long time of me not pulling up to WMFO, so I'm sorry, but hello, I am back, and I have quite the lineup today. If you didn't understand the cultural significance that Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John, don't know what John's last name, but it's Peter Bjorn and John, their song Young Folks had on I guess the era of like CW in like the early 2000s, then you're in for a treat, because today is a day of education, because today is all about teen soap drama Gossip Girl. Yes, I fear that today is the day that this is occurring, and you're just in for a treat. That's all I have to say. So I guess just a little background on Gossip Girl, if you don't know. So this show came out in like 2006, I'd want to say. Oh, 2007. I was so close. And here's the synopsis that is on Wikipedia. Series overview. The show centers on the scandalous lives of attractive, privileged, and very affluent, I don't know, teens who reside in the Manhattan's Upper East Side, in parentheses, UES, and how they betray one another while being constantly observed by a vicious but well-known blogger, Gossip Girl. And as other series of the CW were at the time, this is, the blogger known as Gossip Girl is like anonymous. And I must say, I personally ate this up, still do, and the reason why I decided to do this today is because I finally got Amalia to get on the Gossip Girl train, because they weren't, and now they are, and they're basically like almost at the same point of the series that I am, which is, I think, season 5, which is why today I will not be really pushing it past season 4. But yeah, if you're a Gossip Girl fan, oh my god, guess who decided to come? Wow, okay, wait, mic three, hello.
Hello, guys. I slept in, but I would like to correct Erin and say that I am now in season 6.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Are you doing the Gossip Girl theme?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, sir. Yes, okay. We are, sir, and LOL. I already gave a little synopsis. And I played Miss Young Folks, but I haven't described the, like, the significance of Young Folks, if you'd like to, you know, say.
I should say.
Okay, Young Folks is the one with the whistles.
Yes.
This plays in the pilot, and this is taken exactly from, like, some sort of blog site. The whistles that started it all. Gossip Girl's pilot episode opened with Serena Vanderwoodsen returning to New York City to Young Folks. It's nearly impossible not to get the upbeat tune stuck in your head after you hear it, and it takes you right back to Grand Central Station, where Lonely Boy, aka Dan Humphrey, and the rest of the Upper East Side #spotted S for the first time in a year. Drama, wow. So yeah, this next one literally plays right after it, I think. And I have to say, whenever I listen to this, like, especially the intro, it's like there's something missing, because...
Oh, valid.
You'll get it. This is What Goes Around Comes Around by Justin Timberlake. Yes, sir.
I'm so happy you're doing this.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy I am, too. Okay, everyone, open your ears.
Thank you.
know I gave you the world. You had me in the palm of your hand. So why your love went away, I just can't seem to understand. Thought it was me and you, baby, baby. Me and you until the end, but I guess I was wrong. This way,
just so confused about it, feeling the blues about it. Yeah. I just can't do it without you.
Tell me, is this fair?
Is this the way it's really going down?
Is this how we say goodbye?
Should've known better when you came around
that you were gonna make me cry.
It's breaking my heart to watch you run around,
'cause I know that you're living a lie.
But that's okay, baby, 'cause in time
for you, baby. Yo.
You spend your nights alone
and he never comes home. And every time you call him, all you get's a busy tone. I heard you found out that he's doing to you what you did to me. Ain't that the way it goes? When you cheated, girl, my heart beat it, girl. So it goes without saying that you left me feeling hurt. Just a classic case, a scenario. Tell us all this time, girl, you got what you deserved. And now you want somebody to cure the lonely nights. You wish you had somebody that could come and make it right. But girl, I ain't somebody with a lot of sympathy. See, see.
What goes around comes back around.
I thought I told you.
That was freaking What Goes Around Comes Around, JT.
There's a lot of JT in Gossip Girl.
There is a lot of JT, but that
he
is...
He was, like, kind of a staple for, like, the...
First two seasons, yeah. But yeah, a little context, I guess, of what's going on is... that I think that plays right after, and they're basically just setting, like, the scene. Mm-hmm. They introduce the fact that Miss Serena and Miss Blair are, like...
They're rare.
They have, quote, an estrangement. And Nate, Blair's boyfriend, is latently attracted to Serena. And he's like, oh my god, what? It's crazy.
I started Gossip Girl because of Aaron. Aaron had, like, mentioned it.
What can I
like,
say?
A couple times. And I just was at a point in which I needed a new TV show. Gossip Girl is not a show that you can casually watch. It's like...
Was my mic not on?
Yeah, it was mic 3, because I thought it was mic 3.
Oh,
I was like, why can't I hear you?
Okay,
there you go.
I was saying that Aaron put me on Gossip Girl. I was like, I had finished my one show. I watched like 7 shows at a time until Gossip Girl.
Yes, sir.
It is not a show you can watch casually, and it's not a show that you can...
I like half listen to it all the time.
No, I half listen to it too. I watch it when I paint. The reason why I've watched all 6 seasons of Gossip Girl in the span of 2 months is because, which is crazy, and it sounds like I'm a hermit, and I promise you I'm not. Is that what was I saying? Oh yeah, my mom just texted me.
Hello.
The reason why you can only watch Gossip Girl at one time is that it will consume your brain.
Facts.
The soundtrack will consume your brain. The drama will consume your brain.
Yes,
season 1, immediately, Blair and Serena's... I'm so happy Aaron is doing this theme, because we were just gassing up season 6 soundtrack.
We gas it up a lot. And we'll get there, because I'm a little, like, iffy about, like, the second half of this lineup, because even I personally can't like listen to the whole thing without icking. But there are some, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this next one, actually I don't even know what the song is, lol, but I do know the context for it. So this song plays in the second episode when Serena and Nate's secret is out, which they during like this wedding, the shepherd wedding, and
there's, well, okay,
no, keep, yeah,
I was just gonna say, what, everything ties back together in Gossip Girl, and Nate and Serena's secret of during the shepherd wedding comes back in season 6.
No, it comes back like every season.
Time, but I'm saying the location of the
really
at the shepherd wedding comes back in season 6. Do
oh
you
God,
remember
I totally
this
forgot
or at the end of
that.
Season 5?
Oh wow.
And I think the song is the same. I could be wrong, but I think the song might be the
no
same.
No way.
So play the song and we'll see.
No way. Okay, wait. No, but that's not the context though.
Okay.
So like the whole episode is just that Blair finds out that they had H-worded, Or they have, well, yeah, they just found out that that happened. And Blair is like, I don't want anything to do with this woman. So Serena is like, oh my god, like, I lost my best friend, like, all of this. And everyone's just against her. Like, no one is having her. So Miss Serena is just walking down the Upper East Side, like, Lexington Avenue, Madison, or something like that. And she's, like, looking at, like, the photos on her phone of, like, all her friends, right? This song is playing, and she, like, is so over it, she chucks her phone in the trash can.
Yeah. Iconic. Also, her, in her big, like, a Birkin bag, she just has one single flip phone. Like, all throughout this show, these shawties have the, like, $10,000, like, massive bags. And it carries, like, for Blair, it, like, carries her, like, flip phone and, like, a tissue. Like, it's, like...
Exactly. So, just imagine this woman, like, walking down, like, the street and throwing her freaking cell phone in the trash. This is the Bravery's? Oh, my God. The Bravery's Believe. Yas. Bye.
Yas.
this moment to ever end, where everything's nothing without you. I wait here forever just to see you smile, 'cause it's true, I am nothing without you. This moment to ever end, where everything's nothing without you. I want you to know.
God. Okay, so that song that was with me by Sum 41 is the most iconic episode, played in the end of the most iconic episode of Gossip Girl, called Victorola. And because I know the name, and it's when our king and our queen, my king and my queen,
yeah,
Miss Blair Waldorf.
You,
Miss Blair Waldorf and Mr. Chuck Bass. Boo. Okay, stop booing Chuck Bass, boo. Please. When they in the back of a limo. And it's a big deal because it's Miss Purity Blair's he breaks her in, I guess.
Oh my god. But also, it's significant because Chuck's best friend is Nate, and yes, they're technically still dating,
But also, Chuck is, like, not a good person at that point in the show. And I was just arguing with Aaron about how I am a Chuck... I'm a Chuck and Blair stan now. But Miss Aaron over here is booing. Listen. At the end of that episode, when they're in the back of the limo, and the song goes, "Never want this to end." Blair goes, "I never want this to end." And then the song, like, flares. It's, like, crazy. I don't like how much I know about this.
I love how you, like, knew. I didn't even have to say much. You, like, knew all of that.
Yeah.
I guess while I was doing my research and added the song on, the like, context within which I found it was, it was mentioned as a song in the next episode, which was, oh my god, I wish I put the names of the episodes. Oh yeah, I don't have it. But it's like a recap of, like, the night before, and she's in a church, like, the next day, and she's in, like, a confessional booth, and she's, like, telling us.
Blair Waldorf is only religious when she has sex with someone that she shouldn't. Like,
no, exactly. Like, and she's literally, like, talking to this priest, and she's like, I did it with Chuck. And then, like, while she, like, says this, it, like, flashes back to the limo, and it's playing the song. And it's so funny. And then the priest is like, okay, just say, like, 7 Hail Marys, and, like, you're fine. And I was like, oh, it's so my good. God.
Listen, I will say that the, like, motif of the limo,
keep going.
The motif of Chuck and Blair in the back of the limo comes back in almost every season. So in the seasons that, like, every other season, they're, like, on and off. The rest of the Gossip Girl is just them, like, trying to be together and then failing and then trying to be whatever. And pretty much every season in which they're, like, connected again, the back of the limo comes back. I don't think that song, like, ever plays again in the show, but it's iconic.
Love that. All right, so this next one, we're gonna shift a little, and skip a lot of episodes of season one, which, my bad, but we have to move on. So now we're at season two, episode one, and I must say, this episode, I, like, think about all the time. This song plays at the Vitamin Water party, aka the White Party in the Hamptons. Oh my god,
listen, no, I literally wrote a discussion post for my media literacy class on product placement with Vitamin Water and Gossip Girl. I had to write an essay about, like, influencer product placement, which is, like...
I feel like that was probably one of the first instances of, like...
No, it...
Product placement...
It consistently throughout...
Actually, well, no.
Well, no, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. No, no, no.
But, like, that Verizon, blatant, though?
Well, I think it was T-Mobile or Verizon...
For the phones.
For the phones, yeah. Which is why the phones are, like, such a big deal. Yeah. And then also... Vitamin Water. There's a couple more, but it was, like, the first time that a company had such blatant and consistent product placement in a TV show before. Yeah. Fun fact.
It's so funny because I think Jenny Humphrey, which is, like, Dan Humphrey's, like, little sister. Hey, I love Jenny Humphrey.
I despise her.
Goodbye. Okay, Jenny Humphrey is, like... interning with, like, Blair's mom's, like, fashion company or something, and she's like, I'm gonna make my way into the Vitamin Water party. And she does. But anyways, the context within what this next song plays is the white party is basically where all these freaking white people, lol, are all just wearing white. I don't know why, but it's like a thing, and it's in the Hamptons during the summer. And while Nate is in this like relationship with like this like old woman who's like turns out to be like Blair's like prince's like mom or something, Serena kisses Nate to make that woman jealous, and then Serena's ex Dan sees it, gets mad, and then everything like just like crumbles because things were going well and now they're not. So yeah, think about that happening while freaking Lady Gaga's paparazzi is going off in the background, because that's what was happening.
Iconique.
This is Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. Enjoy. Miss Lady Gaga also makes her moments.
Miss Lady Gaga fueled the 2010s.
She really did, and I'm really glad that they honored her.
Like, almost her entire discography at that point was played at some point in Gossip Girl.
This is
like,
very
they
true.
Did not shy. I mean, we have, like, Poker Face, we have Paparazzi,
facts.
We have, like, Just Dance, that's it. Sorry,
oh,
it took
facts.
Me a second.
Just Dance, exactly. So this is kind of like the section where I don't really want to play the entire song because I Well, yes, they are pieces of art. However, I feel like this next one especially might be a little sensitive to many of our listeners because Spring Fling was yesterday and it is a sensitive topic. So this song plays season 2, episode 21. Now I have the titles of Gossip Girl episodes, which, fun fact, are references to movie/TV like titles. And I think this one, this episode is Sater Anything. Love. But I think it's because, yes, this is a Sater episode because...
which I
Blair's
have to say, representation for the win. Blair's facts. Stepfather is super Jewish.
Yes, sir.
And I just love it. I'm yes, so sir. Here for it. Because we go from, like, Blair being in a confessional booth mm-hmm. to Blair, like, throwing Manhattan's biggest Seder. Like,
exactly. However, in this episode, Blair is, like, really going through it for multiple reasons. I don't know. I don't remember. Oh, wait. Yes. First reason is her mom is, like, with this new man who is throwing the Seder, and she is not, for at this point, does not like her stepfather.
Okay, so the next, later, yes, in a later season, she throws, like, a lit
Seder.
Yes,
she does. Yes, okay. She does. So she just doesn't love the fact that this new man is in her house, like, setting new traditions. Mm-hmm. But also, she learns that one of her minions, because she has minions, is, like, basically... like as eligible to get into Yale as much as she is, and that woman is Nelly Yuki, LOL. And she's like an Asian queen,
Nelly
Yuki,
who
and
becomes
a journalist later down the line,
and like writes dirt,
writes dirt about Blair. But we're not there yet. Basically, Nelly at this point actually isn't her minion yet, but like Blair sabotages her into getting into Yale because she finds out that her one weakness is her boyfriend, actually ex-boyfriend, who had broken up with her at a Flo Rida concert. Do you remember this?
No.
Oh my god. Well, yeah.
Out of Flo Rida. What?
Yes. So basically, Nelly Yuki, this is the night before the SAT, and Blair is trying to sabotage like Nelly's chance into getting into Yale by like getting her to obsess over her ex-boyfriend again. So she plays
Flo
Rida.
Right.
She plays Flo Rida, and then Nelly Yuki's up all night, like,
sobbing over
her boyfriend.
Okay. The way that...
So...
The way that, like, you... I remember more about Gossip Girl than I remember about, like, the class that I had on Friday.
It's so funny.
Please play.
But, like, literally, this is playing. Well, I'm not gonna
Did you see Flo Rida yesterday?
No, I did not.
I did not either.
I did not. LOL.
Girl, I walked in. They wouldn't let me in. I walked into Spring Fling. I was there for 45 minutes.
As you should.
45 minutes.
As you should.
And then I left. And I turned around and left.
That is... That was the vibe. I'm sorry. Like, I heard he's a little sussy, so that's why I'm a little, like...
But also, he was so late.
He was so late.
I thought he didn't show up.
And I then thought, like, I didn't think he was going to show up either, which is why I was like, there's no point.
It my was friend was so like, cold. It was so fun once he was there, and I was like, and it was so fun being in my bed.
Facts. But, actually, you know what? I don't want to play the whole thing. No justice for Farida. He was late. So I'll just play a little bit of it.
Do you think Tufts paid him in full?
I already was on for like 30 minutes. Just like, imagine 30 minutes of this. Wait. Oh. Like what? Play the whole thing.
This song, it's also an ode to Pitch Perfect.
Oh, this is so true. Okay, we'll get into that. Goodbye. My swagger hop in that window, I got places to go. People to see, time is precious. I look at my Cartier out of control. Just like my mind where I'm going. The women, the shorties, know nothing but clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's on. Unlike my Gucci, that's always on. I know the storm is coming. My pockets keep telling me it's gonna shower. Call up my homies, it's on. And pop in the night, cause it's meant to be ours. We keep a fadeaway shot, cause we ballin'. It's poppin' up Patron every hour. Look, mama, I owe you just like the flowers. Girl, you the truth with all that goodies. Beautiful.
my mop, let her talk to my fans, my Benjamin Franklin's. A couple of grands, I got rubber bands, my paper planes making a dance. Get dirty, I'm like, that's part of my, we building castles that's made out of. She's amazing, empire blazing, hotter than Cajun. Girl, won't you move a little closer? Time to get paid, it's maximum wage, that body belong on a poster. I'm in the days, that bottom is waving at me like, damn it, I know you. You run the show like a gun out of holster. Tell me whatever and I'll be your chauffeur.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Just added like 0.01 cent to Florida's bank account by playing that.
I think that Tufts owes us like Lizzo next year. Or like Frank. I will say.
I'm about to say Frank Ocean. Listen, that son is not going to pull up to Tufts University.
He didn't even pull up to Coachella. Listen, I was like in the shower morning of Spring Fling listening to Novocaine, and I just had a moment where I fantasized that Frank was going to walk out instead of Flo Rida. And I really held on to that fantasy for like a while.
You really held on, didn't you?
Okay. Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, as we're approaching the last 10 minutes of the show, I don't think that we can continue with the lineup that I have. So sad. But I'm going to play. Well, okay. As I said, this is the part where I'm like iffy about playing everything because it is sort of an ear sore. Well, not an ear sore. Like, it bangs. Yeah. But it's just like.
But it's like after a while. Yeah. Well, okay. That's why like. Never mind. That was going to be a total lie. I was going to say, that's why I can't binge watch Gossip Girl, bitch.
Well,
I binge watch.
Hey!
I binge watch Gossip Girl when I paint.
When I paint.
When I knit.
When I knit. Me too.
When I eat.
Me too.
It's so good. So anyways, good. What do you have next?
Well, this next one I'm just going to play in the background and we'll discuss it.
Okay.
I wonder if you guys can hear that.
I love that this is our last radio show, babe. And this is what we're... this is how we're utilizing our platform.
Do you guys hear that? Is that Good Girls Go Bad by Cobra Starship feat. Leighton Meester, who is freaking Blair Waldorf?
Oh my god, what?
Did you not know
she's featured on the song?
Yes, sir. Leighton Meester. She's in Good Girls Go Bad.
Crazy.
I think there are
has
probably
she
like
been in anything since Gossip Girl.
Like, I don't think so.
She probably doesn't have to be.
No. She was in that freaking show with that movie with like Selena Gomez. Remember that? Monte Carlo? She was in that movie.
Oh yeah, but I didn't see that. But that was like still I'm talking about anything recently.
Like no.
She was in a movie in 2022 that flopped. Oh.
Well, I just wanted to play that.
Aww, because it got 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Hey,
babe.
Leighton Meester.
She probably made enough money at Gossip Girl to like never work again. It's perhaps amazing that Blake Lively like continued a career.
Blake Lively just continues to eat. all of the above. Ryan Reynolds, like, oh, hello.
I watched, oh my God.
Wait.
A Simple Favor.
Oh, that was good.
She's crazy in that, but while, like, on a plane after I had watched Gossip Girl, and I was like, the way that her character in A Simple Favor is just, if Serena Vanderwoodson, like, went
insane. Yeah,
because she is, like, nice.
Yeah,
in that movie, like, Serena is okay. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, I guess going back to Good Girls Go Bad, the context of that is, I don't know if the episode number is right. I don't think it is. But at some point, when all of them go off to college, spoiler alert, this woman does not get into Yale. She ends up going to NYU her freshman year. Which is, like, obviously a really great school, but, like... but, like, not...
The way that, in Gossip Girl, the way they're, like, they treat NYU like community college is so funny.
It's
they're, like,
so
she
funny.
Literally... I know. NYU is, like... NYU is, like... It really is just community college when it comes to the world of Gossip Girl. For her, like, Columbia is community college.
No, literally.
She goes to Columbia and she's like, ugh. Like, I have so much more potential than that. I'm like, girl.
No, literally. And then the college, like, plotline just completely drops. Like, all of a sudden they all have, like, well, not all of them, but, like, Nate is, like, suddenly, like, editor-in-chief at, like, a gossip column or something like that. And I was like, where?
Because of a MILF. He dates a MILF and then becomes the editor-in-chief to her gossip column. And then that MILF, I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
I've already spoiled it.
We've already spoiled a lot.
But
wait. Can I just pause and say that I've never felt straighter than I do right now. What? I'm a lesbian talking about Gossip Girl on a radio show, and I just, like... I feel like I'm way too into it to, like, claim my homosexuality. Okay, sorry.
You know what? Back to the context. Okay, all I have to say is that this plays while, like, Dan is also at NYU.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly, like, everyone's, like, obsessed with this man. Like, they're all like, oh my God, Dan, like, tell me all about you. And then, like, everyone ignores Blair. Like, no one loves her. So then they're, like, playing this after Georgina ?
Oh my God, Georgina Sparks.
I don't even want to get into it.
The worst character.
She's the worst character. Actually, no, she's the best.
No, she's the worst.
She's the best villain.
Her and Dan's, like, friendship in season 5 is so uncalled for, is so random. Is, like, there was no context to that when she's helping him write his book.
I'm not up to there yet. It's been a
while.
You
haven't finished Gossip Girl?
I haven't finished it yet.
Erin, what?
Girl, I've got work to do.
Wait, you put me on Gossip Girl and you haven't finished
it? No, I've watched it, like, a really long time ago, but I don't remember everything that happened.
Oh, you just don't remember. Okay, I was going to say.
Hello.
Anyway.
What does this mean? Hello?
Hello?
Bruh. Anyways, the next one, I'm not even going to play it. It's, you guys can freaking hear it in your heads. What You Say by Jason Derulo.
What You Say.
Actually, I'll play it in the background.
Wait, can we get to the iconic song that I suggested?
Yes, we can. But I want this to play in the background. This is playing during the freaking Thanksgiving episode, and all this drama conspires.
Oh, it's so good.
It's just like, are you kidding me? Like, how much do you think they paid just for the music alone?
I know that. Wait, let's...
Because it's
look
crazy.
I'm going to look up...
They have some pretty big artists here, which I guess we'll end off with this one for sure. The one that you suggested, because...
Oh, we should end with Mr... Oh, we have 5 minutes left. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, then I'll say it, that, like, there's an entire episode in season 6.
Oh, you're so right. Actually, yeah. I want to end off on that.
That's all Frank Ocean songs, and it was the first time that Frank Ocean, like, sold his music to any sort of movie or TV show or, like, anything. It's all Channel Orange songs, and it is so good.
Wait,
it elevates the episode.
I need to play it, like, with...
Okay, well, instead of Sonic Youth.
Well, we'll mention this because this... Oh, wait, we need to do a PSA. Oh, my God. So embarrassing.
We're so into it.
So embarrassing. While
you look for a PSA. Well, just play the automated donation one.
Oh, wait, what? No, I'm not going to do that. That takes too long.
I will say, while Aaron is looking for that, as a Frank Ocean stan, as any of our regular listeners know, that Amalia would do anything for Frank Ocean.
This is true.
Season 6, episode 5, is entirely Channel Orange songs. Iconic moment. Iconic moment for Frank and for the world of Gossip Girl. And now we present to you...
The Credit Fairy. There's no Matt... Maybe I'll say it in my little Gossip Girl voice. Speaking of privilege and money, there's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. That was really short. So sorry, but wait. That was like kind of off.
Okay, now we have 3 minutes left.
We have 3 minutes.
You're stalling.
Wait, guys.
Can you just play the?
Wait, I want to play it like properly though, guys. Just listen to this.
All right,
so
now
it's gonna work.
So baby, what you say?
What you say? Ooh, that you only meant well. How well, of course I did. Ooh, what you say?
So awkward, guys. It's not working.
Wait, the song?
Wait, what? Okay, wait. Now it should work. Guys, this is so awkward for me.
New day, new Debs.
Too many joyrides in Daddy's Jaguar.
Too many. All dressed up to enter high society.
Super rich kids.
But one fashion faux pas, and the dressing down will last a lifetime.
Los Angeles, India, lost on train love.
Lily, thanks for coming to meet me. I know it's old fashioned, but with our history and Serena's father not being a constant.
You want my permission to marry my daughter.
Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, love.
Mission accomplished.
How do you know you convinced her?
All I have to do is subtly suggest Serena needs saving, and Lily jumps into protective mother mode, ready to do anything to shield her precious daughter from another relationship gone wrong. She even had one guy sent to prison.
Well, my dad better.
So, little teaser of just how I literally can't believe Aaron just played full-on Gossip Girl.
Are we gonna get sued?
No, it's fine. But opening a Gossip Girl episode with super rich kids is incredible.